My name is Shane Drift. I am the District 1 representative for the Boyce Hoard Tribal Council. I have lived on the Boyce Hoard Reservation, Net Lakeside, my whole life. I grew up on Net Lake. I was raised by my grandmother, Margaret Jessie Drift. How are people, the Boyce Hoard people, came to be here at Net Lake and surrounding areas? Is that the history that was relayed to me through my family and teachings and stories is that at one time the Indian people were one big tribe up by the Hudson Bay. And individual bands or tribes, if you will, started to break off. Some tribes went over and across the Great Lakes and out. Some tribes came down and under the Great Lakes and across migration. Our tribe, is the way to explain to me, came down under the Great Lakes and migrated across what is now Michigan and Wisconsin and Minnesota. And when bands made up their fires, like the ones in Michigan, as the way it was told to me, that's where they set up their home. Other tribes kept migrating, like the ones in Wisconsin, as I was told. That's where they made their home. Now, keep in mind that my origin stories that was handed on to me through my family is going to be different from the ones either the ones of tribes in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, and on. We all have our own different origin stories of how we came to be where we're at. And with that, our story is broken up into two parts. The first part of our tribe was staying down in Hibbing and Chisholm area. There's a place where the rivers, three different rivers run in three different directions. That's how our people got here. At that same time, that old man had a vision of this place here, Net Lake. They said he was following a Miga shell, and he was having visions, seeing a special place that was that they were supposed to go to. So he kept leading his people further. Now, the people that were down in the Hibbing and Chisholm area and stayed there, in that area there, a young man tracked a moose north, followed him for like 2 days, two nights, got to the south side of Net Lake, and he looked down in what he thought was a field. You could see right down there. They said he went running down that hill. And when he got to the edge of the water, he realized what he had found. And he walked east around the lake to look. Came back to his original spot, went west to look around at the lake. Came back to his original spot. And he made up a camp. The next morning, he folded up his camp and then packed up all his stuff. Traveled back down south to where the people were. Told him what he had found. They, in turn, followed him up north. Around that same time, that old man that was leading the people came up through Lost River. And they said that the teaching is that as he got closer and closer to this place here, he started to see things that he saw in his dreams. And when he came out at the mouth of Lost River, he realized that he found where they were meant to be. And the people came out and there was, they found the food on the water. Rice, wild rice. So that's how the condensed version was told to me by my grandmother, Margaret Jessie Drift.